When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Shall I take your order or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven. Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Sometimes I have no idea what is happening on this show. And it's got my name on it. Sometimes, and this is what I love about radio, especially when you're talking about a talk show that meanders through a four-hour time slot, it takes on a life of its own. That's what happens. It morphs into something I never intended, but I am not sorry about it. We have a lot of fun on the show. But as I just said to producer Jay, it figures I make brilliant, brilliant opinions. I give you great analysis about sports. They're unique. I'm proud of them. What do you call about? Urinals. Just, you know.
So I have a urinal.
I'm not going to get offended by that.
We have five of them.
Right. What you really got excited about, a la George Brett, is urinals. Jay, what does that say about me as a sports radio host? That when I talk about things like urinals, people get very fired up. But when I talk about sports, meh.
Unrelated.
Speaking of unrelated, this actually is related. My fourth and fifth graders, you know, they're kind of the next wave of cool, at least they think they are, that I teach on Sunday mornings at my church. I asked them whether or not people still said meh, and the reaction I got, the facial expressions. One little boy who's a fifth grader, he made this expression of horror on his face, like, don't know. But some of the girls were like, yeah, that's still cool.
Oh, really?
Okay, yeah. So I guess meh is a thing for fourth and fifth graders. Either they love it or they hate it, judging by the reaction.
I didn't realize meh was such a polarizing word.
Yeah, no idea. Is it really a word? Has it been added to the dictionary?
Probably, actually, by this point. Probably.
It's really sad. My Twitter and Facebook right now are inundated with your messages and your comments about urinals. Uh-huh.
Meh is in the dictionary, by the way. I just looked it up.
Stop it. Okay. Let's see. A few more of your reactions. Stan says, your callers are inspiring me to install a urinal in my house.
That's not the point.
That's not the point, number one. Number two, make sure you run it by the one who really makes the decisions in your home. Willie on Twitter, all the urinal talk makes me think of Randy Quaid in Kingpin. All right, you'll have to go and look that up, producer Jay. Let's see. Another one from Jay, a different Jay. A former boss turned his basement into a man cave, including a urinal. When he had a holiday party, I'm going to paraphrase. I used it. I came, I saw, I used it. Yeah, that's the thing. We're talking about a novelty. We're not talking about practicality or something that those of us, would you call us the more domesticated sex? Just teasing. After living with a man now for 3 months, I'm thinking, oh yeah, I'm glad I'm a woman. That's all I have to say. Anyway, I don't know whether this would appeal to my husband. I don't think I'm going to bring it up. Also, since it's my name on the deed currently, does that mean I have final say about these types of home improvement projects?
I would say so.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right.
You're not into it? Yeah.
If you don't, I'm not even going to answer that. I'm not going to dignify that with an answer. If you don't know what all the brouhaha is about, we'll play it again for those of you who are waking up with us on this Thursday morning. You're welcome. George Brett did an interview. This is a serious sit-down interview with KCTV 5 in Kansas City. And apparently he has a thing for urinals. That's even historical pieces. He collects them.
I remember when they took down Yankee Stadium. Friend of mine was vice president of the Yankees back then, Arthur Richmond. And I called him. I said, Arthur,
I'd like a bat.
I'll pay for this. Mm-hmm. I want someone to go in there before they demolish that stadium and go get a urinal out of the Yankee Stadium locker room.
Why?
The one that Babe Ruth went to the bathroom and the one that Lou Gehrig, the one that Reggie. I want one of those in my house, and he couldn't get it for me. But how great would that be to have Babe Ruth's urinal in your house right now?
Okay, first of all, how do you know which one he peed in? He's not around to ask. Is there a sign? Was there a sign in the old Yankee Stadium that indicated this is where Babe Ruth peed?
Ruth peed here.
Or or hands off. This is all, actually, you don't need your hands. This is only Ruth's, how would I know? This is only Ruth's urinal. Babe, only Babe pees here.
It would have to be in the Baseball Hall of Fame by that point, right? If it was his specific urinal?
No. Come on. The Baseball Hall of Fame can't be that tacky. Cooperstown cannot be that tacky.
Well, I don't think there was.
A urinal?
One. But if there was, like, if it was like a, you know, folklore, like Babe Ruth only peed in the second toilet to the left, like in this one bathroom, then I feel like by this point it would be, I don't think George Brett would own it.
It would be on eBay.
I think it would be like in the Hall of Fame.
For millions of dollars.
Yankees Museum.
No,
I don't know.
Come on. No. All right. He goes on. He's determined that since he swung and missed, at Babe Ruth's pee pot, that he will instead get one from his old haunt.
I grew up in locker rooms my whole life. And when I built this house, I have a urinal. In fact, we have 5 of them in this house.
Oh.
I'm going to exchange one, and I want to get a urinal out of Royal Stadium.
Urinal.
And put it in my house. That's the only thing I want. I don't want a seat. I'm going to get one. If they demolish that stadium, I promise you, I'm going to go there in the middle of the night with the guy that built this house, and I'm going to say, come on, we got to figure out how to get one of these things out of here.
Here's the thing. If you're a Hall of Famer and you are a guy who still knows people who can get you in, what's to stop him? Who's going to tell George Brett not to take the urinal?
The Yankees didn't let him take it.
Well, right, but he didn't play for the Yankees.
True.
Did he? Did I miss something?
I don't believe so.
Yeah. But. Late in his career, did he wear pinstripes? This is just weird. But thank you to KCTV 5 for stirring up the audience. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. One more, and then we'll get back to more serious things. Ah, that sounds boring. Randy on our Facebook page. Who knew men's bathroom fixtures would be a topic of discussion on your show? Yeah, and actually, Randy, just to interject there, earlier this week, thanks to Jason Kelsey, we were talking about male body parts and why it caused him to sob. Both Nick Foles and Doug Peterson.
And the biggest d*** on the team going up to Doug Peterson and asking for the Philly special.
Hmm.
And Doug Peterson having the biggest balls in the stadium.
Hmm.
Say, yeah, let's do it.
Do you think they need extra large urinals?
Not gonna get into that one.
This is so gross. I feel as though I've devolved into just lowbrow humor. Tacky. It's so tacky. But I didn't do it. George Brett did
right,
it.
Right. The audio's there. I mean, create right. It.
I mean, it's our job to play the news.
Do not practice to not air it. So.
All right. Randy goes on to say, while there are none in my house, I distinctly remember when they were dismantling the Silver Dome in Pontiac, Michigan. They were auctioning off all sorts of things. One such item was a urinal. One sold for $200 under the condition that it was signed by Hall of Famer Barry Sanders. Barry said, why not? So far as I know, this was the only autographed model recovered during demolition. I guess if you're George Brett and you could get a signed urinal from Babe Ruth, you might actually, that you might be able to die happy. That'd just be the end. Ugh. Ruth signed it. What if his picture was on it? What if, because we can't obviously get his signature, what if it was a urinal that had his photo on it?
Like a real old-time photo?
Like a hologram?
Oh, I mean, now we're getting expensive.
Oh, well, it's George Brett. He has 5 urinals in his home.
It's true. He's got 5 urinals. He has made of money.
Oh, dear. Okay. So while we're talking about the Jason Kelce, we should follow up. This is actually kind of funny because Nick Foles was in on it. He was in on it. He knew it was happening. Jason and Travis did their New Heights podcast on Wednesday. And, yeah, of course, Jason reflects on his retirement speech. So he was maybe not intending to be so emotional.
It's been a long time coming. You know, obviously I've debated retiring for the last few seasons. So I think it's, it got to the point where, you know, I knew that that's what I wanted to do. And it was nerve wracking getting to that day. But a lot of the things that I said and shared are things that I've wanted to share for a long time, and you wait for the moment where it feels right to do it. A lot of those things were notes that I've compiled throughout my career. I like take notes on my phone, so it's just kind of like plug and play. It felt good to finally get it out there. In some ways, in other ways, it's still hard, and it hurts.
It didn't look easy.
It's weird. It's not like it's easy or hard to say it. It's more just like hard to like come to grips with like the finality of it. But I was hoping I had said it enough times that I wouldn't cry as much as I did. I think it's good to show emotion through it, but I mean, I was sobbing before I even started. I hope it doesn't become like commonplace that everybody's just referencing.
It's like, all right, who's got the biggest, how can I thank him?
It's just so legendary. I felt like it needed to be a part of it.
It was so perfect because it was very emotional. You do a great job of keeping things light and fun.
Mix in some moments where people can have a laugh here and there. That was a iconic moment of the Super Bowl. Nick and Doug together somehow decided to call it trick play on fourth down, and it ended up being, you know, one of the biggest plays in football history at this point. I text Nick to make sure he was okay with it. Say, yeah, you can tell everybody it. But the surprising one was when he said, I asked Tori, and Tori, his wife, and Tori gave the okay. That was the surprising part. I was like, okay, all right.
I'm so proud of you. Such an honor being your teammate. I'm so excited about what's next for you. As always, great speech. Everyone loved it.
I'm sure
we
you
got
did.
Some great with laughs, some tears, everything in between.
So Nick Foles having insight as to what Jason Kelce would say about him and getting the stamp of approval from his wife, which I think is really funny.
Great speech.
When Nick is delivering that video message, he's got a giant grin on his face. And you hear Travis in the background. Yeah, I'm sure that you enjoyed it. I'm sure that you enjoyed it. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. One more from the New Heights podcast, only because it's hysterical. It actually isn't the Kelce brothers. But the one about the one from Travis is kind of good too, actually. So, but this is somebody on their show, probably a brilliant producer, lined up the congratulatory messages from the Mannings. And it's incredible how similar Peyton and Eli sound. And I wonder if they were reading off the same script.
Jason, congratulations on your retirement from the NFL.
Congratulations on your incredible football career.
You did it the right way. You were a great teammate.
You did it at the highest level. You did it for a long time.
One of the great players at your position. So it's an honor to compete against you.
And I have great respect for you, for the way you carry yourself on the field and off the field.
Peyton and Eli. We always knew they sounded alike, but
you did it the right way.
This was the star-studded retirement of Jason Kelce. Okay, I know I said one more, but this one's really good too. Just because it, as a sister, as someone who has a brother with whom I'm extremely close, this would absolutely be me. I would have been there at his retirement. I would have been blubbering my eyes out. And then the next day or 2 days later on the podcast, I would have cried again. So this is Travis reflecting on Jason's career.
I wanted to make sure that you didn't feel any pressure from me to keep going, knowing I wanted you to keep going. I wanted you to keep playing this game.
Why didn't you tell me this? I would have changed my mind.
No, no, no. You've always been a step ahead of me in
I'm older, Trey.
In this game. Yeah, but it's in this game alone, you've always been a step ahead of me, and it's always been like I've had that flotation device right there. To have you out of it, man, it feels empty, and it definitely it feels like it's complete, you know? Mm-hmm. It was a success.
I hear you.
It was a fun journey to watch. And like I said yesterday, man, I just appreciate you showing me the way and bringing us all along the journey with you, big guy.
We showed each other the way.
Now, see, as much as people key in on Travis, and yelling at Andy Reid or his relationship with Taylor Swift or Jason and the tush push and the particular language he used to describe Nick Foles and Doug Peterson's male parts and all the crying. The thing is, they started as brothers. They've walked through it as brothers. They are amazing siblings, and no doubt they've had their own knockdown dragouts. But I love their relationship. At the very basic level, they're family. That's really what it's all about. Again, they're superstars. They're Hall of Famers. They've got all kinds of reasons that they've made money with their podcast/football careers. But they started as family, and that's really the tone that's woven throughout their podcast. They know each other so well. They love each other tremendously. They support each other. And that's why I like them. It's not because of all this other stuff. I'm sure there's lots of Swifties out there who appreciate that they get to hear from Taylor's boyfriend on a regular basis. But for me, it's the relationship that I really appreciate so much. Yeah, they're cool family. I'm going to have to see if my brother will show up at my retirement ceremony. And will he blubber? No, my brother is one of my biggest fans. He's funny. He enjoys it when I do daytime shows because then he can put them up on it. He has like 7 computer screens in his office. One of his computer screens and watch. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. You guys are cracking me up. Someone sending us a link to a bachelor pad for sale in Michigan that had 2 urinals in the kitchen. I don't want to know. Exactly. On our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Here's the thing. Producer Jay is a guy, and he's grossed out by all of this. I just think having been raised by not just your mom, but your older sister, now having a younger sister, this wouldn't fly.
Oh, no, it would not fly. But in the kitchen now is another one.
That's
where
icky.
You eat, make food. Food in there, not pee in a urinal.
Not you necessarily,
two
but
of them.
Yeah. Maybe they're just novelties. I told you people might use them as planters. Laundry baskets.
The kitchen sink with a urinal?
Stop it. That's so gross. There isn't one. No, there isn't one cleaning, not bleach, not one cleaning supply out there that you could ever use, ever, that would make it sanitary enough to have in your kitchen.
I can't imagine. Even if it was an unused urinal, never even like in service.
No.
I still wouldn't.
Just the idea of it
right.
is really icky.
It's scary.
It is scary. And yet, there are so many men who've responded who now want urinals in their man caves. All right.
Not in their regular bathroom.
We'll see how much clout you have at home.
Yeah, right.
I love the guy who's like, I have a regular bathroom and I have a half bath that's off the garage.
Where no one can see it. Yeah.
All right. Good morning to you. It's Thursday. It's crazy day. Little bit from the NBA, actually college hoops with a couple of emotional moments. We're into those emotional moments right now. George Brett getting emotional about urinals. It's After Hours.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car in Carvana first.
Ooh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do is answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh. I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
With Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I can't believe I'm sitting here. This is really a big thrill for me. I want to thank all you people. Sent me so many great messages. I want to thank certainly my family and all the fans. My, you've been unbelievable.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That is the unmistakable voice of Dick Vitale. Going back to November of 2021, when he first returned from a bout with throat cancer. And it's been a while since we've seen him, but he vowed to return. He was clean, and then the cancer returned. And he's been trying to get healthy. He's been working on returning to the platform and the game that he loves. And we just got a brand new update in a video that he posted on social last night. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Again, this comes from Twitter, and it's actually Dick Vitale and his doctor.
I'm really excited to be here. I had an exam today. I had an exam. I had a scoping by who I think is the genius of what he does, Dr. Steven Zeitels. Please give the people the report you gave me about the evaluation.
So we did a reconstructive procedure a couple of months ago, and we're now at a place that we see the result. What I did was I took the tissue and the membrane from the cancer side, which couldn't vibrate because of the tumor, and I restored the length of your other vocal cord. So I used one side to restore the other side using very tiny eyelid sutures and placing them. It's all healed. Your left vocal cord is now tremendous, and you should be able to begin announcing again. You can get back to what you love to do.
How about that? Amazing. So the cancer is gone. He's had this reconstructive surgery in which this doctor has taken part of one vocal cord to repair the other so that he can get back to courtside, so that he can get back to what he loves and what he's known for, his passion. That is incredible. There's more, too. And you can hear that Dick's voice is still a bit rough, but it's also clearly him.
I feel today like I won the lottery. I have to be very controlled. I'm certainly not going to go crazy trying to do anything, games, 2 hours. Right now, I'm shooting for next season, really. Shooting for next season. But I can't thank you enough. I mean, really, man. Get in.
That's amazing. And actually, this is going back to last year. He went on vocal cord rest, meaning he was completely quiet for 7 months. So he had seen the return of the cancer. He'd had to go through treatment for that again, but in order to protect his vocal cords. And again, this goes back to last fall. He did a video that was posted on social in which he was able to break that 7 month silence. And now moving forward, not only is he cancer free and he's speaking again, but he's had this, what feels like an innovative, maybe groundbreaking surgery where his vocal cord is repaired and the doctor assures him that you will be able to go back to what you love. Wow. And considering the week we had in which we lost another legendary broadcaster in Chris Mortensen, one that I had worked with in my previous network, he had a bout with cancer, a couple bouts with cancer himself. I wanted to share this news because in this case, Dick Vitale continues to fight and could very soon be back on the sidelines. I think he's shooting for next season, which would be amazing. But in a battle with cancer, battles with cancer, we all have some story, right? All of us have lost someone or maybe gone through it personally and beaten it. I mean, cancer touches every family. It touches every relationship in some way. Our loved ones, or again, each of us individually have had to deal with it. And so to get an awesome report like this from Dick Vitale, who's so beloved and has such a long career and cares so much about getting back to it, that's the thing. In his mid-80s, he's still fighting to get back to what he loves. That's incredible passion. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio on our Facebook page. I did post the link to watch Matt the Musher in his analysis of the Iditarod that's coming up on Monday. So I know many of you are going to want to watch him on YouTube Live. So that link is already on our Facebook page. He shared it even before he went to bed. If you missed that conversation, we got his insight, his wisdom about what's happening on these Iditarod trails and also about Dallas Seavey. This champion has won the Iditarod multiple times, who dealt with the moose and now has a penalty because he didn't properly dispose of the moose. And so Matt kind of walks us through what has to happen, how you're prepared, how you're trained, and really the dangers of animal encounters. Fascinating, including what has been record snow in Alaska now. So that adds to the challenge of this year's Iditarod. He joined us live from Alaska at the top of our second hour. So it'll be hour two on the podcast. And we hope that you will check that out. While we're doing emotional moments, why not? We're big into the crying this week on the show. Maybe you've heard this before, but Tom Izzo's son, Steven, was a walk-on with the Michigan State Spartans. Last night was senior night, and the two of them were interviewed post-game, obviously. Steven had his parents out there on the court as he was interviewed, or as he was being honored, I should say, for senior night. And then they did an interview on the Big Ten Network with Andy Katz. And it's really neat, the bond that they share and how much it means to Coach Izzo. I mean, he's a guy who's passionate about his kids anyway, his students. Many of them would tell you it's a father-son relationship, but this is actually his son who walked on, who chose to play there and not play very much, right? Because it's a school with such an incredible standard and expectations. But the emotion comes in where Tom actually got to be there for his son and spend this time with his son, even though he was away so much when Steven was growing up.
I tell every man and woman out there that coaches a men's or women's sport, if you can have your son or daughter with you, there's nothing better. There's nothing better, man. We've all sacrificed a lot. A lot of coaches sacrifice more than I do. But getting some of that back, that means the world to me.
And if you thought Tom Izzo was the one who would be the most emotional, his son actually topped him.
So thankful that he allowed me to walk on 5 years ago. It's been the greatest decision that I've ever made. No matter how hard the lifts are or how long meetings go. It's all worth it at the end of the day. And I'm just so grateful that I'm able to do it with you.
Oh, I'm so thankful that you let me walk on. I'm so thankful that I had the chance to do this with you. He doesn't play a ton. He did have some points this season as a senior, which are really cool. But on the Big Ten Network, the two of them, they're blubbering together. Like father, like son, right? Because Tom Izzo's always been very emotional. But nothing quite as emotional as having his son play for him and then having him be part of this senior night. If you haven't seen the video, check it out on the Big Ten Network Twitter. It might bring you to tears. It's pretty incredible. Let's take a quick call here. Mitchell's in Cleveland. Mitchell, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy. Good to talk to you.
You too, sir.
I'm the one that my daughter always asks me, have you talked to the lady that sings the song, Let Me Clear My Throat?
No. That's how she knows me.
Yeah, that's how she knows you. And she snuck and listened to your show one night at 3 in the morning when she was supposed to get leave for school. But it's good to hear from you. Hey, Amy, two things. I want to know, I'm a big Cavaliers fan. Sam Merrill for the Cavaliers, do you know where he came from?
Do I know where he came from?
What school did he come from?
I can look it up. I don't know off the top of my head, but I can certainly look for you.
Yeah, because he's a great player. He's a great three-point shooter, even though last night he didn't do so well. And I was just wondering, you know, I'm totally blind, so all of my sports things I listen to, I think they do better play-by-play over the radio than the TV. So I listen to a lot of, like, Tom Hamilton and all the guys play-by-play because they call the plays much better for somebody that's visually impaired. And speaking of that, are you familiar with the Blind Baseball League?
Actually, yes, I have heard about it.
Yeah, I used to play a long time ago. It's very exciting, and I really, really enjoy it. I'm a big-time sports fan. And then you're talking about you were talking about how we get emotional with our children and things like that. I'm totally blind, and I have three sons, and it's so good to hear my sons always say, man, if my dad is blind and he can get out here and work, because I work in a child care center. I work for daycare, and they always – and, you know, it's always good to hear my son say, man, if my dad is out here blind and working and make it, I can do it too, fully
healthy. Awesome.
And that's what I taught my sons, man, no matter what the challenges is, nothing beats a failure but a trier. So
There you go. I like that. An inspiration that you are. That's really neat that you have a relationship with your sons and daughter like that. You asked me about Sam Merrill, right?
Yeah.
Okay, he went to Utah State.
Oh, Utah State. Okay, because they never say where he came from. But it's always great talking to you. And my daughter told me to tell you that she heard that she was up the night that you were talking about Penny.
Aww.
And she said, Dad, if you ever talk to her, make sure you ask her how Penny's doing.
That dog, she is famous. I tell you that. It's like my Grammy Helen. I talk about them, and they become household names in America.
I know. And one more quick thing, Amy. I never get the things to ask Amy. Do your family members ever call in on your show, and do you think your husband would ever call in on you?
Well, actually, my husband's been here in studio. He was here for a New Year's Eve show, and he did not want to open the mic. So he sat right here in the chair next to me and didn't have any desire to go on the air. So that's not his thing. I don't think so. It would have to be some like really specific reason that he would be part of the show. He's just not interested in being on the air. As for my family members, my mom has called in multiple times. So she's been on the show, I think, 4 times. And the interviews, at least 3 of them, are preserved on a YouTube channel. If you ever want to listen to them, they're great. The whole time, one of them I actually did with her in person, the whole time she's talking to me on the air, she's making faces about how, you know, I don't want to do this and stop asking me questions. And because she doesn't know a lot about sports. And so she thinks that she'll sound dumb. Like, Mom, you're really smart. There's no way that you could sound dumb. I've convinced her a few times, but she really resists. She doesn't like to do it.
Okay. And one more thing for you and Jay. I want to challenge you and Jay.
Uh-oh.
Do you think you can walk around your whole house blindfolded?
I could, yeah. My house is not that big, and I know where everything is. Well, I did before my husband moved in, and now I guess I would probably run into some of his furniture. But no, I'm pretty good at that. In fact, when it's dark in the house, I can still get around pretty easily.
Cool. Tell Jay to do it.
Yeah, Jay, you got to practice. Jay's got like 3 stories. He might fall down the stairs. I don't know about that.
All right. But nice talking to you guys. Great show, Amy. Great show.
Thank you, Mitchell. Take care of yourself. Well, that's really neat, the fact that he's an inspiration to his sons. I don't know how many of you watched The Amazing Race. I'm actually, Bob and I are watching the season that aired last fall. But we are so into, first of all, the race itself, but this one particular team that is a father and son, and they have an amazing relationship. The father, as well as the mother, who's on the race, are both deaf. And so the son, he can hear just fine, but both of his parents are deaf. And so the relationship they have and how they communicate and how much they love each other, I mean, it's awesome to see that and to know, of course, same thing that Mitchell was saying. No doubt he is also inspired by his father, who's overcome great challenges and yet is out there running the amazing race with him. And actually, the first two legs, they finished second. Don't tell me what happened, because we haven't watched it yet. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, little QB news to whet your appetite. We're getting so close to free agency, so we'll wrap up that way. Also on our Facebook.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go, juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Page.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Hurry back to throw, and it is. Is it tossed? Oh, my goodness, it's caught. DeAndre Hopkins caught it.
Back from under center, steps back, throws the fade.
Cooper Kupp's got it. Touchdown, L.A.
Burrow back to throw, looking, firing deep for Chase in the end zone.
Oh,
he's got it.
Yeah.
Touchdown, Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
Mahomes fires for the end zone, caught. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Hand off to Eckler again. No, Herbert keeps it. End zone, touchdown, Chargers. Herbert with his second of the day.
Here's the snap. Josh going to keep it himself and run it again inside the five. Into the end zone, touchdown, Buffalo. Josh Allen, 9-yard touchdown run. The Bills respond and then some.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
Just a little bit to whet your appetite, considering that we are just days away from legal tampering. That's the run-up. It's the hors d'oeuvre, if you will, to the start of free agency in the brand new league year. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's begin with the Carolina Panthers, who don't need a quarterback, but they do need to work with their quarterback. New head coach Dave Canales was a guest with Kay Adams on her show Up and Adams. How will he get the best out of last year's number one overall draft pick?
He's got a lot of experience, a lot of big stage wins, the Heisman, a lot of pressure, things that he's had to deal with. I'm going to lean on that experience. I'm going to lean on his poise. One of the first things I mentioned about Bryce is when you watch him play in college football and you saw him in those big games on TV, whether it was early in the season or whether it was later in the season against really good opponents, if you look behind the face mask, the eyes are the same. His countenance is the same, and he's just cold-blooded. And so those things were what really, you know, encouraged me to say, this is going to be the top guy coming out because he's the guy. He is him. Is that what people say nowadays?
Some people, I suppose. Cool people, I suppose. Dave Canales with Kay Adams. All right, so then if Bryce Young is your QB and you think he's got the goods, what about Baker Mayfield? Are you rooting for him to go back to Tampa where you worked with him last year?
I think the more resources he, you know, occupies for the Bucks, the less, you know, great players they can add to the team. So let's go ahead and pay that guy whatever he wants. And
pay Baker Mayfield.
That was kind of in the works all along. You know, let's get this market going up here. So give us the advantage again.
Oh, I like how he thinks. Pay Baker Mayfield through the nose. So you then end up having to scrimp and save at other positions. Isn't that what the Bills are going through right now? $40 million over the cap. They end up having to get rid of 3 veterans, 2 captains. Sean McDermott seeing major change on, you know, that roster. But a lot of it has to do with Josh Allen has to be paid, right? You got to pay your quarterback. And the going rate these days, about $50+ million per year. So, yeah, I can see why he wants that. Well, Dave Canales, now in Carolina, what about a possible reunion with Russell Wilson as a backup or a tutor for Bryce Young?
This is not the situation for Russ, but what I will say about him is taking that chance and that opportunity to go to Denver, I really admire him for that. I really admire the courage it took to say, I'm going to branch out away from what I'm comfortable with, you know, and certainly guys like me who was with him for all 10 years, you know, and the level of comfort that comes from, like, I know exactly what he wants, what he needs, what he's going to ask for. I can anticipate those things. And he really gambled on himself to go and try to do something a different way to see what that could become. So, and what it's become, hey, the film's out there, but I really credit him for that.
Even though Russell Wilson was traded, he did have to waive that no trade clause and then obviously sign the new deal with Denver. It did not work out. And now we find out, I mean, this is not a big surprise, but the Broncos have allowed Russell Wilson and his team to go ahead and start speaking with other franchises immediately. In fact, Russell Wilson doesn't have to wait until legal tampering. He can meet with other teams in their own cities, right? So that generally doesn't happen until these 2 days before free agency. But the Broncos, they don't care. This is not one of those situations where you break up with a significant other and then you're kind of jealous of your ex seeing someone else. Nah, they're good to go. Go find someone else. Be free. Fly, Russell Wilson. Fly. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Dave Canales with Up and Adams and Kay Adams. Joe Flacco did an interview with SiriusXM NFL Radio, and, you know, he's a free agent. He's available. So where does he want to go next season?
I talked to my agent. I talked to Joe maybe this weekend. You know, he was out in the combine just kind of seeing, you know, what kind of opportunities may be out there. I can tell you that, you know, all things equal, Cleveland is definitely the place that I would feel best about. Now, you know, that then you have to get into the world of, is somebody going to actually give me a chance to play, you know, and all the different things that go into that. I can't help but have a special feeling about Cleveland just because of the few weeks that I spent there and how great the city was. And listen, at the end of the day, I don't necessarily want that to be a huge part of, like, all of the decision, but I do think it will factor into the decision if I end up having a decision to make.
All right. Cleveland Browns fans, he was the comeback player of the year, helped you get to the postseason.
From the couch 2 weeks ago.
To the postseason. What about being Deshaun Watson's backup, though?
Obviously, if I go back to Cleveland, then I'm going to have to, you know, then I've wrapped my mind around that idea. Obviously, I want to play football. You know, that's also a really, really, really big factor. Probably the biggest factor. But that's what I'm saying. I don't think you can really make that decision without any, you know, hard things laid in front of you and sit down with your family and see what's best. You know, listen, there's all kinds of things I could take you through that would probably have a factor in my decision. We don't need to go into all those right now. So I can honestly say that Cleveland is an unbelievable place, and it definitely will hold a special value when I make those decisions.
I'm psyched for him. 38 years old, not sure when his birthday is, but Joe Flacco rides again and decorated. on SiriusXM NFL Radio. Hey, I don't know if you've heard this or not, but Aaron Rodgers, he's resurfaced. He's talking. He's Chatty Cathy. On the Keep Hammering Collective podcast, he reflects on his short 2023 with the Jets.
Was so disheartening and heartbreaking about last year was the work that I put in at 39 to put myself in a position to be able to play the whole season. I mean, yeah. I grinded. I came back, you know, as fit as I've been in a long time, and hired a chef who helped me, you know, with my diet and constant body work and stuff, just to like be able to get through the season and then to, you know, fucking play four plays was really, really tough, especially with all the excitement around us with Hard Knocks and new team and we playing on 9/11, you know, it was just a beautiful, beautiful night before that. So, I gotta stay healthy, beat back Father Time a few more years.
I do feel for him. I mean, that was from the category of you can't make this stuff up. So what about the Jets then moving into 24?
I like our chances. You know, I like our guys. I like our coaching staff. We just got to put it all together. We got a fan base that's super, super hungry and desperate for wins. And I think we got the right guys. We got a good group of really talented young guys. We have the rookies of the year from a couple years ago and Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner, top corner and top receiver. We got a couple of guys behind him. We're also incredible rookies and coming off great second years. Jermaine Johnson had a big year for us as defensive end. And Breece Hall, our starting running back, who had a phenomenal year. We got to shore up the offensive line a little bit to add a couple guys there, maybe get another receiver. But I like our chances. And I feel like if I'm out there, we always got a chance.
All right. If you are buying what Aaron Rodgers is selling, then the Jets are in a good spot. Of course, he does have to stay healthy. It was a team built for him. And honestly, there are a lot of jobs riding on whether or not he stays healthy and plays well in 24. So much quarterback news going into next year. We got one more show tonight following Celtics and Nuggets. So join us Thursday night. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.